Good afternoon and welcome to the Market Close Report for Friday the 31st of March, the final day of the week and also month, and the winning streak remains intact. Five straight days of gains. It's the first time this whole year that we've had improvements from Monday through to Friday as well. We've had gains of 3.2% this week. So as far as how the ASX 200 did today, we had the index up 55.5 points or 0.75%, finishing the day at 7,177 points, and the broader All Ordinaries Index was up by roughly 0.8%. Now, quite an incredible rally in the tail end of this month, and what it's done is essentially make March seem nowhere near as bad as it could have been. At one stage, because of the banking collapses we had overseas, our market from peak to trough was down 6.5%, and what we've seen in the past 5 days has certainly helped, and the ASX 200 was only down by roughly 1.1% in March. Now, as far as how the different sectors did today, we had three sectors that underperformed a bit. Energy stocks were the worst, down about 0.8%, and then we had industrials and consumer staples both completely flat. The best performers and the stocks that really made the biggest difference were the materials, which rose by close to 2%, and defensive healthcare stocks did reasonably well as well, lifting by approximately 1.1%. As far as the best performing stocks on the market today are concerned, the standout was Syrah Resources, which was up by almost 9%. Now, it's a supplier of commodities to automakers like Tesla and also Ford, so in the electric vehicle sector, and it handed down its profit results yesterday. EML Payments, a payments group that struggled in recent times, up 31% today. It was the best on the broader All Ordinaries Index. And a couple of things out from the group today. Basically, it's had a long-running battle with the Central Bank of Ireland, which continues. But on the flip side, it reiterated that it's on track to meet its financial goals for the year. Fortescue Metals, one of the best in the materials today, lifting 4.1%. And Telstra, not really the best performer, but it rose 0.5%, and it paid out around $1 billion in dividends. So over the course of the day, around $2 billion paid to shareholders for Suncorp, Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, and also Eagers Automotive. Now, as far as the losers go, today the worst performer ended up being Lake Resources. It didn't do particularly well, falling by around 5.3%. Harvey Norman was down 3.8%. It was the second worst, and this is mainly because it went ex-dividend today. So it's paying out a dividend to shareholders of 13 cents per share at the start of May. Woodside Energy and energy stocks were the weight, and they fell 1.5%. So an improvement in the oil price couldn't really help there. And Appen also didn't do very well. It was the worst on the broader All Ords today. Now, the tech company's been undergoing a number of leadership and structural changes, including a new CEO and chief tech officer. So they're certainly dealing through that. Now, as far as what we saw over the course of the month, there were the best and worst performers were both lithium miners. So the standout over the month ended up being Liontown Resources, which close to doubled in March. A couple of days ago, it hit a record high. And that's mainly because the world's largest lithium miner put a takeover offer on the table earlier this week, which it was pretty quick to reject. The worst of the month was Lake Resources, which shed about a third of its value, down 5.3% today as well. Now, this is partly because the non-executive chairman sold close to $4 million of shares in the stock just days ago. We also had a number of other winners that received takeover offers, and that included United Malt, which was up around 1.5% today, but about 33% higher over the course of the month. And a number of gold miners did really well this month as well. And that was mainly around the time when we had some bank failures in the United States. So Capricorn Metals, top of the list there, and Perseus, Newcrest, Regis, and Northern Star, all up around 20% in March. Now, the Aussie dollar is mixed against most currencies. It's sitting at about 67.1 US cents. It actually fell against the Kiwi, the yen, and the sterling, and it improved a touch against the euro. Now, there is a lot to watch next week. A few things to be mindful of. The highlight's probably going to be the Reserve Bank making a very important decision on interest rates next Tuesday, where it could actually decide to pause on interest rate hikes. We also have a holiday shortened week, of course, because of Easter, which will keep the Aussie market closed next Friday and the following Monday. And then daylight saving will also end this weekend, which is sad for many of us, of course, but it also is important because the US market will close an hour earlier than usual for many. On that note, everyone, have a great evening, a great weekend, and we'll do this again next week.